Steve Atwood. He's got two Sunday morning Bible studies that he did on the what he's calling the Hebrew Epistles. The Hebrew Epistles. So that would be, for those of us that call ourselves right dividers, we rightly divide the word of truth. What we would consider the Hebrew Epistles would be those letters, those books of the Bible that appear right after Paul's epistles. Paul's epistles are Romans through Philemon. Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, and Philemon. And those are the 13 epistles written, epistles, letters, written by the Apostle Paul that appear in your Bible. That's a good portion of your so-called New Testament in your King James Bible. It's my understanding it takes 86 pages in your standard print Bibles, 86 pages of Paul's epistles. And anyways, the Hebrew epistles would be those that come in your Bible right after that. Hebrews, James, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st, 2nd and 3rd John, Jude, and the book of Revelation. And those are written, I've always looked at those Hebrew epistles as, well, they're written to Hebrews, they're written to Jews that were living in the, both the doctrine is for both the Jews that were living in the, hey Lee, welcome in, that were living in the first century B.C., in the Kingdom Saints, Hebrews, Kingdom Saint Hebrews, Peter, James, John, the little flock, the church which was at Jerusalem, the church of God, many different references to that that group that lived in the first century B.C. I also believe that the doctrine written in the Hebrew epistles, Hebrews through Revelation, is going to be the doctrine that is going to be applicable during the tribulation, during the 7 years of tribulation. Just to explain that, I'm sure most of you already know this, that we believe that right now we're living in what's called the dispensation of the grace of God. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 2, I'll put that on the screen so you know I'm not making up. It's Bible terminology that I'm using. And hopefully you've heard of the dispensation of the grace of God. And when this dispensation of the grace of God ends, the church, the body of Christ, people that are saved today are going to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. Maybe you, some of you Bible pros can throw up some rapture verses on the screen for me. It's commonly called, although the word rapture doesn't appear in our Bible, we're going to be the doctrine is called the rapture of the church, and we're going to be out of here, and then God's prophetic program will resume. And so the doctrine in these Hebrew epistles and the 7 years of tribulation, the 70th week of Daniel, will begin. And those that are left behind, there's a reference to that fictional series of books from the late 90s, the 70th week of Daniel, the 70th week of Daniel. There was a reason I was going through this. Daniel chapter 9, right, guys? Give me a verse to come in on. Basically, a quick overview for Kim would be the prophet Daniel. 9 verse 24 is a good place to start, Mike? Okay. Well, let's just read it first, and then So this is a prophecy by the... He's one of the major Old Testament Hebrew prophets. Okay. And I'll put a couple of verses. I'm going to be reading off the screen. It's not so easy. Anybody that's ever tried to do it, adjust that screen.
We're going to go through Acts.
Let me go ahead and read it. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city to finish the transgression and to make an end of sins and to make reconciliation for iniquity and to bring in everlasting righteousness and to seal up the vision and prophecy and to anoint the most holy. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the Prince, shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again and the wall even in troublous times. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself and the people. Of the Prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood, and unto the end of the war desolations are determined. I'll go ahead and read at least one more. Yeah, one more. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and the midst of the week shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease, and the overspreading of abomination, he shall make it desolate, even unto the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. That's the end times. That's a prophecy about the end times. And 70 weeks. That's 70 weeks of years. I might play a Bible study on this topic now that we mention it, but I'll go through this. So 70 weeks of years. A week of years would be 7 years. So 70 times 70 equals 490 years. 490. What this prophecy is going to show us is that the Jews should have known that Jesus, when he was coming, some of them by this prophecy. So 490 years, 70 times 7, 70 weeks of years. 1 week of years is 7 years. A week is 7 days, so 490 years. And the prophecy says from the giving of the commandment, when this prophecy was made, the nation of Israel was in exile in Babylon. And so there was going to be this prophecy is going to prophesy that a commandment is going to be given to go and rebuild the city, rebuild the walls, rebuild the temple. And 490 years from that date will be the coming of the capital M Messiah, the capital N Prince, M Prince, capital P Prince, right? So they should have known. They should have known. And so that commandment we see from, I believe it's Nehemiah chapter 2. I won't go there. Maybe we'll find that in the study that I'm thinking of playing. Was when that commandment was given. And depending on the calendar that you use, but a good round number would be 450 B.C. 450 B.C., the events of Nehemiah chapter 2 took place. That was when they were authorized to go back to Jerusalem and rebuild the city. And so 450 B.C. So with that calendar that we're using, Jesus Christ is going to be born in 0 B.C. or 1 B.C., right? And he lived 30 years, and then he had a three-year earthly ministry. So that's 33 years. So 450 plus 400 and plus, excuse me, 450 plus 33 equals what? 483 years. I'm not good at math. 450 plus 33 equals 483. All right. And I won't put it on the screen, but 490 years minus 483 years leaves what? 7 years? 7 years? This is known as the 7 years of tribulation that the book of Revelation is all about. First 3.5 years. And so, you know, words in that prophecy like 70 and 2 weeks, Messiah shall be cut off. Let me put that verse. You know, 70 and 2, that's what... 62 weeks, Messiah shall be cut off. And so all this prophecy, the point being, they should have known. And so, prophetically speaking, after the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, the 7 years of tribulation should have began. But we also know about something called the acceptable year of the Lord. And that was a one-year time period that was given to the nation of Israel. I believe that was from 1 year from the Pentecost feast in Acts chapter 2 to the and then in Acts chapter 7 when Holy Ghost filled Stephen was stoned was 1 year later, Pentecost 1 year later. And that was the acceptable year of the Lord. And so at that time, prophetically speaking, that 7 years of tribulation should have started. But something different happened. Something happened. God's prophetic time clock was put on hold. And the dispensation of the grace of God came in. And there was a dispensation of the gospel. I'll get back on track here, Mike. time period in which we live now began with an appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. The church, the body of Christ, began with an appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ when he appeared to Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus in Acts chapter 9. The church, the body of Christ, will also end with an appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ when he appears in the air, and we will be caught up to meet him in the air, the rapture of the church. And when that happens, then God's prophetic time clock will begin again, and God will again be dealing with God's prophetic people, the nation of Israel.